Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing great. We're going to go over the CPI, the inflation data that came out the other day, which caused the market to rally. Everyone thinks mortgage rates are coming down. The Fed's done their job. Now they're going to lower rates. It's all a lie. It's all been made up. I'm going to expose that right here. And you have one very important choice to make in life right now before we see this next presidential election happen and things are going to get very bad, very scary. And that's not doom or gloom. This is a planned event. And the government wants to be able to build fires to put them out. They want you to think that they are your savior. Your choice is very simple. You could either be a pundit or a puppet. You can believe the narrative, or you can dig a little deeper and you can figure out the truth. And then this is my goal for you. Learn how to make money from it. Become more successful. Okay. We don't need another sleazy CEO of a bank making more money off of your hard-earned work. All right. This is very serious time in our country's history, especially economically. And we're going to talk about the CPI. All right. So I've got two stories, one that's going to link into another one. They're both out of Wolf Street, and they're entitled, the first one, it's entitled Beneath the Skin of the CPI Inflation. You see, there is things being tweaked right now, information that's being sent out to you to try and get you to believe it's okay and everything is good, right? I just got a text. I'm trying to get a hold of Mark Dice so we could do a video together. Any of you guys know Mark Dice? Go over to his videos. He's awesome. And hashtag call the economic ninja. But they want to hide things from you. And this is what people need to understand, how serious this is, because we are in a moment of time where if you believe the narrative, you're going to be part of the collapse. If you do not, you'll be ready for it. Okay? It says energy plunges, durable goods drop, food ticks up, and remember, I've told you this, we're going to have energy and food hyperinflation next year. And what I believe, my definition of hyperinflation, I'm not a financial advisor or professional, is it's going to double from here, okay? All right. So hyperinflation has so many different means. It's insane. It depends on what economist you talk to. It says, but meat resurges, services are hot, rents accelerate, auto insurance spikes. Energy prices plunged, durable goods prices, which are cars, electronics, and furniture, et cetera, dropped. This is because nobody has money for them, all right? Food prices rose moderately as some food prices dropped and meat prices jumped, according to the Consumer Price Index data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Remember, this is for October. I want you to realize this. October is when the student loan debts had to start being repaid. So people aren't watching this. People aren't saving money. They're spending less money because so many people had to start, the average payment on student loan debt was in the $400 area, like $414 or $440 a month. That was the average student loan debt that had to go back into being paid last month. So some of these things that are dropping are a direct reflection of that. Okay, I want people to know this. Says, but the action was in services and has been for a long time. The CPI for rent inflation, the actual rents and that tenants are paying, reaccelerated for a third month in a row. Motor vehicle insurance spiked, lots of services jumped, but airline fares, rental cars, and some other services fell. I've got another story I've got to do about Spirit Airlines. They're going into hiring freeze. They're trying to hide it, but they're on a hiring freeze right now. They're dropping prices and they're dropping destinations right now. They're straight up saying, oh, this from here to there, done. So the airline industry is hemorrhaging as well. All right. And when you know that it's the cheaper airlines that are hemorrhaging first, you know what type of consumer you're dealing with. Okay. So that's why you're seeing that at the same time, furniture sales fall, electronics and cars. And it's so easy to see. But the thing is that we are, you know, the truth tellers on the internet are competing with the mainstream media. And part of the mainstream media is what the Government of Labor and Statistics puts out as information. Okay. And I'm going to share something with you with insurance that'll blow your mind. And it says, and the health insurance adjustment, which is part of services, reversed as expected. It had caused the health insurance CPI to collapse by nearly 4% month to month, every 12 months, though, through September, sorry, and finally by 37% year over year after the pandemic healthcare distortions had spectacularly blown up the model the BLS had used to estimate health insurance costs. So let me ask you this, and this is a very important question, because people that are just learning about what's happening, the realities of our economy and how our government, our White House, the banks are lying to us, right? You need to see this in the comment section. Type one, if your health insurance costs went down. Type two, if they went up this year. Now, as you're answering this, the people that don't, they're on the sidelines. They don't know what's going on. They're like, all right, this guy's pretty doom and gloom. All right. Well, yesterday, the CPI, the cost price index, which is supposed to show you where inflation is, said that it was drastically down and everyone cheered and the stock market rallied. But one of the biggest reasons they said is because healthcare dropped over 20%. Now, I don't see anyone's on this. Your fellow Americans are answering this poll right now. They're typing two if their insurance costs went up. They're typing one if they went down. I have not seen one this entire time. This is because these are lies. Now let's dive into that. Let's go directly into the insurance because I want to use specific reasons. All right. Oh, real quick announcement. If anybody has not received the email, I'm getting flooded with emails about the real estate bear market course, and you didn't receive the email because you already own the real estate crash course. That's because you opted out of emails. Just go into Teachable and opt into emails. Also, at the top line of the description, there is a video I just did about another banking crisis on my other channel, Real Estate Ninja. That channel is exploding. If you wouldn't mind going and checking that out and clicking the subscribe button, if you watch this channel, if you've been a subscriber or a follower of this channel, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, please go over there because this channel has been getting messed with. That's why there's only 576 people on right now, because the algorithm is only sharing it with select people. All right. Thank you for helping me with that. I had a meeting with the powers that be yesterday, and they're letting me know which words I can and can't say. I know it sounds crazy, but it's really happening. All right, so here we go. We're gonna talk about one specific part of the inflation issue, and that's the collapse of health insurance, the health insurance CPI, and how it became chicken crap. That's the title of the story. This is out of Wall Street as well. The BLS, or the Bureau of Labor Statistics, tweaked the methodology after letting it go haywire for 2 years. This whole fiasco should be a career ender for the top of the BLS, but it probably won't be. Excuse me. October was the first month in the consumer price index without the monthly mega push down adjustments to the health insurance CPI, which started with the October CPI in 2022 and went for 12 months through September this year, thereby ridiculing actual health insurance expenses that continued to soar. It downward distorted CPI, core CPI, and most of all, core services CPI to an ever-increasing extent month after month for 12 months through September. Conversely, in the 12 months through October 2022, the health insurance CPI increases had been overstated, but to a far smaller extent. So in today's CPI data, beneath the skin of the CPI inflation, the Bureau of Labor Statistics tweaked the odious health insurance CPI metric in a few ways. As expected, and on a month-to-month basis, the health insurance CPI jumped 1.1%. But this 1.1% jump came after 12 months in a row of month-to-month plunges of about 4% per month. Ultimately, a 37% collapse in the health insurance CPI in 12 months through September that took the health insurance CPI back to where it had been in August of 2018, even though health insurance expenses have skyrocketed. And it's from this August 2018 basis that the health insurance CPI increased by 1.8%. The increases going forward may get larger, going from a positive 1.1% in October to perhaps a positive 2% in November and a positive 3% in December, because the tweaked version of the index now includes, quote unquote, smoothening. This comes through via a moving average, which delays the impact of the positive values on the current index. The year-over-year change is still hugely distorted because the positive 1.1% increase in October was from the base, and that had been knocked back to 2018 levels. So today's 1.1% month-over-month increase reduced the year-over-year collapse from negative 37% in September to negative 34% in October, each month going forward. It says, and I'll show you the chart. This chart shows the health insurance CPI as index values, which were knocked back in to August of 2018 and just ticked up a smidgen from there today. That took that little hook and the bottom of what is today's 1.1% jump after the 37% collapse, the BLS has turned the healthcare CPI into chicken crap. Here is the chart. So you can see this chart starts in 2006 and it's just trending higher, came down a little bit, then trending higher, and then just spiked, right? These last couple of years. This is what they're saying, this collapse that happened. But the fact of the matter is, none of our insurance costs have gone down. They've all went up. But they're touting that they went down. It's not, it is not, this is fantasy world. But you see, that's what stock traders are trading off of. That's what everyone's hoping now. Oh, the Federal Reserve did their job. We all know that they didn't. They didn't. And so it's funny, you know, how the Fed's data-driven, data-dependent. Well, the Fed also has healthcare. They know what it's doing. They know the cost of their own healthcare. They know this is chicken crap. They're not going to pivot. It says here, this is the one part I wanted to share with you. The two mean tweaks to this. The index is now smoothened using a moving average. And the retained earnings data is included twice a year rather than just once a year. The smoothening using a moving average has the effect that the impact of the actual increases are delayed. So your insurance costs go up, but because that's just month over month, or maybe it's been 2 months, you know what? Let's just see what happens over a longer period of time. Let's smoothen it out. So so Wall Street is being told information that is very far back in the past. It's historical data. It's not what's really happening the last 30 days. This is very important that you understand this. This is one evil tweak where they hide the facts that are happening. Because there are a lot of people that have insurance, and quite frankly, they make enough to where it's fine. It doesn't affect them. I talked to the friend of mine. He makes $350,000 a year, and he was going on about how, holy cow, that cart of groceries is $200 where it used to be $100. It blows me away. But he said, he goes, thank heavens, I make so much money, it doesn't really affect me for food to double in price. But I can't believe what's going on with other Americans. And that's the truth. So there are people that are being affected by this right now, and yet Wall Street, the stocks rally and they go up because, and the bonds go down because, oh, inflation's being tamed. It's not. This is just one more way to extend the lies before this crash. And so that's why I wanted to bring you this news, because I think it's so valuable. If you don't mind doing me a favor, at the top line description, and I'll pin it in the comment section, the link to the video I just did this morning on Real Estate Ninja. If you could hit the subscribe button over there, our channel's blowing up, thank heavens. Because trying to get the information out and trying to decipher the truth, like separate the truth from the lies, is really important for humans all around the world, because then you get to make educated decisions on your finances and make better decisions on your finances. And I think that's very, very important. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for watching.